The British left India a few years ago. Well, almost 70 to be precise. But for some Indians, it's just like yesterday. So with Will Catt, otherwise known as Prince William and Kate Middleton, visiting India this week, some Indians are really excited. Like 93-year-old Boman Kohinoor, who told Condé Nast Traveler,
"I am a fan of the royal family number one."
You'd better believe it, his restaurant in Mumbai is called Britannia and features berry pulao on the menu and cutouts of the royal family on its walls. Because as he told Condé Nast, the Queen was kind enough to send him her picture.
"She was so sweet. She was so good to send me her full-size picture from London. And I have got it framed."
Of course, Mr. Irani's dream was to meet William and Kate. And Condé Nast's video with him holding up his Will Catt Meet Me placard went viral.
"William and Kate are coming to India. I do not know their IT delivery, whatever it may be. But if they have heard about us and if they would like to visit us, they are most welcome."
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The sun clearly has not set on this quaint corner of Britannia, and it is cute in its own eccentric way. What is far less cute is how so much of the rest of Indian high society and media remain in thrall of its former colonial masters. A who's who of India's new royalty, Bollywood and sports stars, showed up for a meet and greet with William and Kate. Sachin Tendulkar is one of the greatest cricketers in the world. And there he was, bowling to the royal couple and being bowled over by them, as he told Times Now Television.
"All in all, a wonderful experience for me. And all I want to say is, you know, God bless the couple and keep them always healthy and happy."
What impressed another cricketer even more was that though it was so humid, neither the Duke nor the Duchess gave the slightest impression that they wanted to get away from it all. Come on, these are the descendants of people who braved heat, humidity, gout, thugs, malaria, Gandhi, the black hole of Calcutta, to rule over India for almost two centuries. Surely William and Kate can survive one muggy afternoon in Mumbai. The Raj hangover does not affect only Mr. Boman Kohinoor and his berry pulao. It's obviously a live issue here. Not long ago, Indian parliamentarian Shashi Tharoor's video of an Oxford Union debate speech demanding reparations, even symbolic for colonialism, went viral in India.
"The ability to acknowledge a wrong that has been done, to simply say sorry, will go a far, far, far longer way than some percentage of GDP in the form of aid."
But no one is asking awkward questions like that anymore. Instead, the headlines are gushing. Will Catt wows humble and high. William, Kate leave Bollywood awestruck. There are no mega trade deals being inked, no Kohinoor diamonds being returned, just a young couple laying wreaths, playing games, posing in front of the Taj Mahal, visiting the memorial for the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, all accompanied by breathless TV commentary.
"Paying the respect to the father of the nation. In fact, we can, in fact, see the Duke and Duchess, in fact, taking a guided tour of the base. And, you know, the song that was very close to Mahatma Gandhi really playing in the background."
This is not to take anything away from the Prince and the Duchess. They seem like a perfectly pleasant couple. When their grandparents visited India in 1961, they went on a royal hunt with Indian princes and princesses and posed with a dead tiger, a la Cecil the Lion. The new royals, far more politically correct, will instead visit a sanctuary for the one-horned rhino in Kaziranga. That's as it should be. But honestly, it's all so proper. It's all rather boring. One feels for the scribes who have to churn out glowing copy about the royal visit. A Bollywood star kissed Prince Charles in 1980, setting off a media tizzy. Princess Diana had a tragic glamour posing alone in front of the Taj Mahal, a forlorn princess in a fairy tale gone wrong. The current Duke and Duchess represent the nice new face of empire, wholly unremarkable in its relentless pleasantness, as bland and boring as mashed peas. In fact, the only thing remarkable about Will Catt's Indian holiday is how excited the media here is about it, or at least pretending to be. Actually, the only person truly excited must be Mr. Boman Kohinoor. The viral video worked. Mr. Kohinoor was invited to the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel to meet the royal couple. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.